coach on the road once again with the MLB stars of the game, and I ran across the man, KH. We're going to let him introduce himself to our Chicago audience.
I love you, man. The man. I don't know about that. I got a lot of work to do to get there, but yeah. Kyle Hendricks with the Cubs here. Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. Yeah.
Now, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Mm-hmm. Scouted for 5 major league teams. Mm-hmm. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. KH in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. What's that? As a matter of fact, you've made a long career in the big leagues. Longevity. So what's that experience like?
Man, there's nothing like it, 100%. If that's your dream and that's what you love, anybody can do it. You know, if you got the right mindset, you put the work in, this is where you want to be, living the dream every single day, getting to show up to the ballpark, you know, calling this your job, going out in Wrigley Field especially, in front of the best fans in the world. It's just, you really can't ask for anything more, man. You come in the locker room every day, you got your teammates, you got your best friends, you're playing ball, literally, yeah, just living the dream.
There's none like this Cubs fans.
Yeah, you said it, man. Absolutely. The Cubs fans are unique, one of a kind. They're always here. The support that they show for us through the thick and thin is just amazing. The support that we get on the road, we go on road games. Yeah. Some of them feel like home games to us. So, no, it's so special, the love that we get from the city and everybody, and makes us just want to go out there and just do right by them, perform, and just win a lot of ball games.
You know, I'm not supposed to say this on TV, but I grew up a Cubs fan.
I love that.
And I grew up during the Rick Russell days.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
mm-hmm.
overpowering pitcher, he was finesse pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Hendricks, you know, scouts go out and see players, pitchers, they looking at 90, 90 plus. And you, Rick Russell type finesse pitcher. How have you survived so long?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, the hitter tells you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. So I take a lot of feedback from hitters, put a lot of work in, but I think you have to rely on who you are, rely mm-hmm. on your strengths. So for me, it's commanding the baseball, you know, mm-hmm. that's what I've had to lean on and rely on. A lot of guys with stuff these days, it's fun to watch. You know, it's fun to watch these guys throw 95 plus. Wish I had that at times, obviously. But when you don't, yeah, you just focus on command, focus on changing speeds, moving the ball in and out, and reading the hitters. Like I said, the hitter will tell you everything you need to know, whether it was a good pitch or a bad pitch. The hitter's reaction tells you.
And some years ago when I interviewed Maury Rios, he said the curveball has ended many careers.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Hendricks has ended some careers.
You know, I'm trying. I've still got a long way to go, but the curveball's something I'm working on in my repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm a big sinker changeup guy, so the more I can add that third pitch as a starting pitcher in the big leagues, you know, being a two-pitch guy is really tough. So adding a third pitch, keeping it unpredictable, keeping the hitter's timing off, that's where I live. Could never hit the curveball. That's why I ended up on the mound, you know. Couldn't hit. That's why I ended up on the mound there.
So who were some of the players that you idolized coming up?
Yeah, Pedro Martinez was my idol growing up for sure. I don't know. Just loved everything about how he pitched, his competitiveness, just how good he was in general. He dominated guys. And then when I was a little bit older, Jake Peavy. I grew up in Southern California. So watching Jake. Yeah, really. I love that, man. Yeah. So watching him with the Padres, again, just a bulldog competitor.
Yeah.
Loved everything about what he did. I don't really show that out there. You know, when I'm on the mound, I'm a lot more reserved. But I think you have a lot of that inside of you, and I try and just emulate everything that they did.
Well, rumor has it you got a little bulldog in you now.
I try to. You know, I try to keep it contained, keep it inside. But, you know, at the end, this is what you love to do. Mm-hmm. When you love it that much, you love your teammates, you got your best friends, all you want to do is go out there and do right by them. You know, be able to be that reliable source for them every time you take the ball. So just trying to keep my team in the game, give us a chance to win every time out. And, yeah, that bulldog competitiveness definitely comes out when you're out there.
So you're an icon here with Chicago fans. How do you want this game to remember you when your day's over?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think just be seen as a good person, overall good teammate, you know, somebody that gave back to the fans, was always there, just happy, positive person. And then at the end of the day, you want to get the results also. You just want to be known as that player that won a lot of ball games, did everything they could for their team and their city while they were here. I hope I got a long way to go with that. Still got a lot to add to the resume here, but no, everything that the Cubs fans and this organization have given to me, I just hope that I've reciprocated that back.
Last question. Let me take you way, way, way back. You got that call, going to the big leagues,
mm-hmm.
walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was mm-hmm. that feeling like?
There's nothing like that, man. Nothing like that. Winning the World Series is a super special feeling, but mm-hmm. there's something about that realization of the dream. Mm-hmm. I think it's all the hard work that you've put in, of course, but all the people that have supported you, your mm-hmm. family, your friends, your coaches, everyone throughout your entire life to get you to that situation. Mm-hmm. It really puts it all in perspective when you're able to call your family, you know, let them know that that's where you're headed, just the emotion, and then walking into the clubhouse, into a big league clubhouse, seeing your big league jersey up there, seeing all these guys around the clubhouse like Rizzo when I got called up and these guys. It was a surreal moment for sure, and you don't feel like you're even living life at that point. You feel like it's a dream for sure.
Did you cry?
You know, I cried when it happened, when I was talking to my mom and dad. You talk to your mom and dad on the phone and they start crying, yeah, it's hard not to, you know. It just, how much it means to the family and everyone that supported you the whole way through. It's just really cool to see that realized.
I finally got a big league to admit he cried. I said last question, but I got to ask you one more since you brought up World Series. I mean, I was there in Cleveland when mm-hmm. you guys won the World Series. Mm-hmm. What was that feeling like? I mean, after 100 years, Chicago Cubs yeah. won the World Series.
Yeah.
The fans all over the place. Mm-hmm. What was that feeling like?
Just completely surreal moment, being at the top of the mountain. But number one, seeing the fans. Yeah. Seeing the fans at what it meant to them. We've only been in Chicago for a small time, you know, a few years. But people that have lived here their whole lives, their parents, their grandparents, going back generations, just seeing the emotions, the tears, the crying, and it didn't stop from there when we got back to Chicago, walking around the city, you know, hearing people's stories of where they were when they saw it, how long they've been waiting. That all just kind of puts it in perspective for you. It just means so much to do something bigger than yourself. You know, what we were able to accomplish is that group. We're always going to be so connected, that 16 team, which is super special, man. But what we're able to do for the city and for all these fans that deserved it so much, you can't put it into words what that felt like.
Coach with the man, KH.
Appreciate you. Yeah,
thanks
so nice
to meet you.
Heck yeah, man.
League of Our Own 247.com. Baseball of the future. A developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball, including those which may have encountered academic hardship, been under-recruited, or may not have been afforded the opportunity to be a part of a high school or college team. This league is open to all, regardless of the ethnic background. www.aloo247.com